From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
In 2005, nearly 2,000 people died as a result of Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath in the city of New Orleans. Talitha Halley was 12. She survived the deadly hurricane and began a journey of resilience and determination. She is a member of the Howard University graduating class of 2015. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Welcome to The Journey. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, your major is political science. You have a very strong GPA. You'll graduate with a BA. Tell me a little bit about growing up in New Orleans first.
So I spent my whole life there. I went to St. Louis Cathedral for the majority of my life, actually, from kindergarten until seventh grade. It's located in the French Quarters. I'm originally from the Lower Ninth Ward, but we moved a little closer in the city. Just
great place to grow up, lots of fun.
Lots of fun. A great place to grow up.
Lots of very kids family, in the neighborhood.
Yeah, very family oriented, kind of like an open door policy neighborhood. So yeah, it was I had a great experience.
Tell me what 2005 and Hurricane Katrina was like, the actual days and of the day of the hurricane hitting landfall, and then the subsequent moments of confusion and worry that you and your family probably experienced.
New Orleans has had hurricanes before, but they've never been as bad until before Hurricane Betsy, which was a really, really long time ago. And so people kind of just always stayed knowing that it wouldn't be as bad. Except this time, it got progressively worse. And so the whole city was almost evacuated, and we didn't have a car at the time. And so when my mom came home from work, we ended up going to the Superdome as refuge from the hurricane because we didn't leave in time.
How old were you at the time?
12 years old.
Okay.
And so my mom, my sister, and I, we went to the Superdome, and we were there for an extended period of time. And I just remember kind of thinking, leaving with a suitcase, thinking, oh, we're going to just, like, come back home. And actually, which is so funny, we had been in school maybe 3 weeks, and so we started my seventh grade year. We were able to wear sneakers to school now instead of Oxfords. And so I took my one pair of sneakers thinking, you know, we'd be able to come back home. And we didn't. I remember being in the Superdome and kind of just in shock and stunned at what was going on. And I couldn't believe that it was my city that was kind of destroyed or that was destroyed. Mm. Nobody had any idea that it was going to be as bad as it was. Mm. And so we were in the Superdome trying to just figure out what we were going to do afterwards. And they told us they would have buses that would take us to a closer city. And so we ended up in Houston. Luckily, I have an aunt who's been living in Houston for a really long time. And so we went to the Astrodome, kind of filled out all the paperwork, like FEMA and different things like that.
How many days had you spent in the Superdome
seven.
At this point? So you were in there for 7 days.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see anything in the Superdome over those 7 days that just has stuck with you over time?
So many things. I remember being there so vividly. None of it is vague at all. At one point, the ceiling was kind of falling in on us. I remember my mom kind of going back and forth, thinking that the buses were coming, trying to get her kids out of the Superdome for so many days, and kind of not being lied to, but like not really knowing what was mm-hmm. really going to happen. Mm-hmm. I remember everything, like sleeping in chairs, eating kind of military food because that was the only thing that was sustainable. Mm-hmm. The restrooms being really disgusting.
Right. How different was the Astrodome? When you got to the Astrodome, did you feel like, you know, a sense of relief that you had reached a place where you'd be so much more comfortable?
Yeah. But I guess even going through it, you don't kind of pay so much attention to, like, what's going on at the time. And as a 12-year-old, I'm just thinking, like, I just kind of want to go home. Like, I just want to be in a place where I can watch TV and like be still and eat and just be normal. And while it was all going on, it was more like, I'm just kind of going to block it out. And so I blocked it out for a really long time thinking, you know, it's okay. Like, people go through it. Like, there are millions, you know, a bunch of people who've been through it. And so the Astrodome was a sense of relief, but I didn't stay there for long. We actually left the Astrodome and moved in with my aunt and then to a shelter to kind of get all the things that we were missing by being in a house instead of, you know, with people who had just gone through the same things as us. And so we finally got an apartment in that September, I think, and I was enrolled at Sharpstown Middle School.
Okay. Now, how did that differ from the school where you had to wear Oxfords and be in a uniform?
It was very different. The people who I went to school with in New Orleans were the people who I grew up with from a little girl. And so it was a private school. And so now I'm moving to Houston and I'm going to public school now, and there's so much freedom, and you just walk to class, and I'm used to having a class size of 6 or 7 versus like 20 kids being in a classroom.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Talitha Halley. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Just to switch gears a little bit. So, you know, I'm in a strange town. I've actually lived in Houston, H-Town, so I'm familiar. And it's a great, the people of Houston, I think, are great people. They're welcoming, they're very warm. But it's not New Orleans at this point. And you've settled there in school. You know, what's next? What drew you to Washington, D.C. and the Page Program?
Wow. So, fast forward. I started to like Houston a lot, but I didn't want to say I liked it. I wanted to go home. I loved being home because my entire family was there except for me, my mom, and my sister. We were the only people who stayed away. And it was difficult because now my mom's like making less money. You know, we're in a new place. She doesn't drive. Houston's huge. If you've been to Houston before, you know it's really big, and you need a car to kind of navigate.
And there's no public transit system that really gets you around.
Not like D.C. Yeah. Not a reliable one. But we got acclimated to the new city, and we found our way. So I graduated from middle school, Sharpstown Middle School. I went on to high school, and I started playing sports. I played sports all year round. I did volleyball, track, and softball. And I was introduced to Communities in Schools, which is a dropout prevention organization that just really makes sure that students have exactly what they need to kind of succeed in school. At the time, I had never been in a group setting with a bunch of kids from New Orleans with an adult who was kind of navigating us and helping us talk about our feelings and everything that was going on. So this is 2 years later. So there's an influx of people who have moved back, and where there were so many of us, like in a heavily populated area, there's basically nobody there now. So like some kids have dropped out, you know, some have moved back, some have, you know, moved into other places in Houston. And so through Communities in Schools, I was introduced to Mr. Eric, who was my site coordinator at Sharpstown High School for some time. And we had New Orleans group on Thursdays where we would come during lunchtime and just talk about everything that we were going through. So teenage problems, but with a twist because we were all from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And so I just engaged in Communities in Schools a lot. I kind of used it as a leverage. It was like a home away from home. And so I would go to girls group on Monday and deal with girls issues. And I would go to New Orleans group on Thursdays and deal with New Orleans issues. And so I did everything in high school that I could. I wanted to stay at school all day long. And so my junior year, I was in the magnet program at my high school, and one of our deans came to us in our magnet class and asked if anybody wanted to apply to be a congressional page. So in a classroom full of athletes and people who are in band, they were like, no, because they don't want to miss the season. And so I'm like, I've never been to D.C. I'm going to apply. And so I did. I had a really tough time kind of writing my essays for the Page program just because I was like, I've never had to write an essay like this before. And I had so many ideas going through my head. I remember it. And so I sat down with Ms. Donna, who was another one of my site coordinators for CIS, and she just kind of talked me through it. She said, let's just sit down and outline, and then you can go home and write it. And I remember going home that night, and it sounds so crazy, but I wrote the essays for the program that night. We came back the next day, and they were like reviewing them and kind of helping me edit and getting ready. I remember my teacher, Ms. Fairbanks, came and was like, well, we found out that the time that the application was due was moved up, and so we have to take the application now. I'm like, oh, my God. What are we going to do? It's not done.
Right.
And so she hand delivers the application for me.
And there, and there were 300 applicants.
Yeah. And so I was picked out of 300 in Houston.
Wow. So you get to D.C., and what was your first thought about D.C.? What was your page experience like?
My experience as a congressional page was one that has kind of shaped my future. So as a congressional page, you live and work in D.C. We work for Congress, and we're kind of housed on the floor in the House, and we're just like, there were, I think, the number might be wrong. I feel like between 69 and 72 of us at the mm-hmm. time. And so we live together, we eat together, we work together. That's all we know is good. Pages and work.
So you meet people from all over the country?
All over the country, all walks right. of life. There were 7 or 8 black kids, and everybody else came from like mixed backgrounds.
Right.
And so we got really close, really tight. And it was just like the most amazing experience. So we worked in the library. I'm sorry, we went to school in the Library of Congress. We worked on the House floor. My third day in D.C., we got to attend the State of the Union.
Wow.
And it was mind-blowing. And I was like, wow, I'm really living in D.C.
How did you become aware of Howard?
One of my proctors at the time, which is kind of like somebody who looks over the kids when they come home as a page, he was like, well, I'm going to take you guys on a college tour. I'm like, well, yeah, well, we're in D.C. Take us to Howard. We want to go see Howard. And so I get on campus, and as cliche as it may sound, everything felt right. And I was just in love with it, and I was like, well, this is where I'm going to go to school. So I'm telling the tour guide, I'm like, you don't have to, like, tell me anything, like, the logistical anything about Howard. I just want to know, like, you know, what's fun? You know, what do you do in D.C.? I'm coming back. This is where I'm going to go to school. So the page program is over, and actually I get to go to the White House towards the end for the Mother's Day tea, and the lady asked me, you know, what do you want to do now that, you know, you're going to be a senior in high school, and what are you thinking about college? And I'm like, I'm going to Howard University. That's where I want to go to school. And so I go home back to Houston, and all my friends are like, you know, where are you thinking about going to school? And I was like, I'm going to Howard. And they're like, no, you're not. You really want to move back to D.C.? You want to go that far away? You're going to go there for college? And I'm like, yeah, it felt right. It was the one school that I never had to guess or think twice about. It was it. And so I'm
so
here.
You get to Howard. Your major is political science.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, especially given your Katrina experience, what has Howard provided you over the period of time that you've matriculated?
Wow. An unparalleled education. There isn't a day that goes by that I regret at any point going here or choosing this school. And my education here, I couldn't have imagined getting it anywhere else. To me, Howard is the university. And my professors are so intelligent, and they expect so much more from us. I think we're not just a number, just a student in a classroom. We mean so much to them and to their lives, and I think it's reciprocated.
So you've had great internships. You've obviously been in the White House. You've been an alternative spring break team leader. I can only imagine which city you probably went to. And with that background, tell me now, what's next?
Still figuring out what's next. I know that I have a duty and a job to do. I can't imagine going on in life without helping people, because without so many people who've helped me, I would not be here. If it weren't for that community of individuals who said, we're going to make sure that this girl gets to college and lives out her dreams and even applies to the Congressional Page Program, knowing that people don't get picked for that. They just don't. But somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else. It's one of those experiences that I know is going to shape my future, too.
Thanks for being here. My guest today is Talitha Halley. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.